The State of Brand Google. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Google has unveiled a couple of new products, one for improving results for image searches, and the other to give users a timeline of stories appearing on Google News. The new services are not 100% finished, but the company says it wants to accelerate the release of projects in its lab. Google is still known primarily for search, and it maintains a pretty good reputation. But according to a story in Advertising Age, the company is facing some real challenges. Abby Clausen is digital editor for Ad Age.
Well, the Google brand has been one of the world's top consumer brands. In fact, the world's top consumer brand for the last 3 years, according to a market research firm, Millward Brown. But at the same time, over the past several months, Google has been hit from all sides. It's got a giant target on its back, in part because it's a really big company and it is very dominant in the search space. So you have a lot of folks attacking Google for things like privacy concerns. They're worried Google has too much data about what people are looking for online. Other things include, you know, some bloggers have recently accused Google of, you know, the downfall of the newspaper industry, even, you know, making content easier to find online is hurting newspapers, things like that, to some consumer concerns. And there was a village in England where the Google Street View car, which drives around the town with a bunch of cameras on top of it and videotapes scenes from the town so that when you go to Google Maps, if you want to see what a street looks like, you can see that. These villagers thought, we don't want you filming our town, so they formed a human chain. So we're watching all of these events unfold, and because we're very concerned about, you know, how brands are built and sustained, we figured, let's take a look and see, have some of these things hurt this brand, which has been kind of all-powerful over the last 3 years?
Well, what's the answer to that?
The answer was not yet. They haven't, you know, some of the bad press that Google has had to take in the business pages and in the blogosphere have not yet affected consumers' view of the brand. And we looked at a few different measures. One, you know, we look at some studies that take a look at, you know, what people are talking about when it comes to Google, what consumers are talking about, not what the business press is talking about or what bloggers are saying, but what are actual real people talking about. There's a company called Collective Intellect, which measures some of that stuff. And they came back and said, you know, actually, positive chatter about Google has never been higher. And far outweighs any negative chatter. The use of the word Google as a verb has never been greater. And that's also a very good indication of, you know, how important a brand is to people if you use it as a verb. So we're finding that this bad press that Google has taken has not yet trickled down to everyday consumers who use the search engine.
Abby Clausen is digital editor of Advertising Age. You can comment on this or other Future Tense stories at futuretense.publicradio.org or by calling 612-284-1965, 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.